We played well today. We, you know, it was a week of pride for our team, and we talked about execution. The Sandy Hook Elementary School children and parents were here today, and we certainly wanted to honor and respect them. We wanted to try to do our part to help them in the healing process. I hope they left with some inspiration today. You know, we got off to the start in the game. We were all looking for some surprise. We didn't know how it was going to come. The onside kick on the very first play, and instead of just recovering the ball, Justin Tryon tries to advance it, and the ball goes back to them, but Stevie Brown makes the play to put us right back in business. And I thought we did a lot of good things today from an execution standpoint. Certainly Eli had a very, very good game. We rushed for 185 yards, which was, you know, an outstanding way to finish the season. Bradshaw went over 100 yards. Wilson, I think, had 75. And so we had a lot of contributions from a lot of different people. Played well on defense in order to hold them, certainly to just 7 points throughout the majority of the ball game. They had their moments, which, of course, they will because they're very skilled. And Michael Vick is an outstanding player. McCoy's an outstanding player, and obviously they use their weapons to the fullest of their ability as well. But I was very very proud of our team, the way we played today. You know, you're going to want to ask me about the last couple, and I don't have any answers for you on that one. Well, goes without saying that the first thing is you don't ever rely on anybody else in this business. You've got to take care of your own business, and we certainly had our chances. So that'll be the number one thing that I'll talk to the team about tomorrow, that. And I really do want to discuss with some of the players what in the world was the last 2 weeks all about. And quite frankly, I'm anxious to find out if anybody has any opinion or an answer, because our program literally is the same except for the emphasis throughout the course of our introduction of the next opponent. Now, that's not to say that the two teams that we play weren't outstanding football teams. They are. But we certainly could have been a lot more competitive. I wouldn't pay any attention to it if I was aware. No, I'm not going there. You're not going to make me go there, and I'm not going to give you any quotes along those lines either. We're certainly disappointed that we're not in the playoffs. Our goal was to certainly be there. Our goal was to win the division. We didn't do that either. So, but we won 9 games, and there's not any way that, you know, you can talk us out of that one. We do have the 9 wins, and but it's not good enough. Well, it helps, yes. Does it make you feel what might have been? I'm sure it will. As I sit there later on this afternoon and this evening and wonder why we're not playing the 8:20 game or whatever, the 8:30 game. But it wasn't to be. Well, that's important, but again, I'm not going to start talking about what you're referring to in terms of individual players. That will all be taken care of in due time.
Tom, in Baltimore, you talked about the spark you got last year on Christmas Eve. You picked a crew that play, ultimately led to a championship run. How hard is it to just duplicate that experience when something like that is? It would seem to be a very difficult thing to do.
Well, the challenge went out to our team for one spark, maybe more than one, you know, to just get us going again. And we used that as an example last Saturday night. We showed the one play, we talked about it, and we used that exact term. But it wasn't to be. Now, we got some some big plays today, but we didn't get them. You know, the difficult thing when we go back and analyze it will be the fact that we had it in our grasp. We knew exactly what we had to do. We weren't able to get that done. We came in today and played like we would have hoped we would have finished the season with, and I'm sure that'll be on first and foremost on our minds throughout the entire offseason. I don't think so. I really don't think so. Not at all. I mean, you play them as they come. You know that. You don't expect to put yourself in that role. You know, the other thing we'll look back at is we've got two divisional losses by a couple of points. I mean, this one in Philadelphia was a hard loss now, because we had the ball within field goal range and it backed itself out of field goal range. And then the Washington game, we played superbly in the first half in Washington offensively, and then didn't do a thing in the second half to give ourselves that opportunity. But you know what I want to say? I have tremendous respect for Andy Reid, for what he's accomplished over the years. And regardless of what happens there, he's been an exceptional football coach in this league. And I'm sure that if he wants to coach again, if that's what happens there, he'll be right back at it. We're probably all the same. We just kind of look at each other without any answer. I don't know that I will, but maybe somebody will give me an idea. I don't know.
Have you ever found yourself in that position all your years of football, just not finding what
you're looking for? Well, I usually figure it out myself, but this one's a little tougher than that. Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, we played much better at home this year than we did on the road. As a matter of fact, the road warrior thing was kind of tough to bring up at the end, to be honest with you, because we hadn't done what we normally do when we went on the road. And I'm not sure about that either. That's another good question.
Okay.